With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem visited with Sioux Falls parents, school board members, and administrators yesterday morning. During a press event at John Harris Elementary, she says schools should prepare for in-person classes. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
Governor Noem says another statewide school closure is unlikely.
We will always continue to look at the facts, but I think that with what we know about how this virus impacts children and the other consequences of calling off school, that I don't see that in our future.
She says children are less likely to experience severe illness from COVID-19, and they are less likely to transmit the virus to others, citing Canadian Pediatric Center SickKids. The governor says teachers and others who are high risk should take advantage of options like online teaching, social distancing, and masks.
You all know that I'm opposed to a statewide mask mandate. I've been clear about that. Today, my focus is that schools need to create strong plans to provide each person the opportunity to have in-person instruction that works for each family. Remember that the number one non-pharmaceutical way to kill this virus is by washing your hands.
Noem says each district is preparing for a potential outbreak a little differently.
But I'm encouraging them not to set thresholds for if they would decide to call off school or not call off school, because they will be calling off school all the time. And that inconsistency will create more uncertainty for these kids and those teachers and make it even harder to learn.
She says the minimal risk of COVID-19 shouldn't overshadow the educational and emotional needs of South Dakota's children. She adds South Dakota has received $47 million in aid for education and expects to see more come from the next congressional aid package. She says schools will see challenges, but she believes the aid money will cover expenses. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Governor Noem has announced a program to offer training at the state's technical colleges to people who have lost their jobs due to the coronavirus pandemic. The governor describes the program called Upskill as a pathway to, quote, a new career path as we get back to normal. The program will offer certificate programs in fields like business, healthcare, and manufacturing. Since the middle of March, the state has processed roughly 58,000 claims for unemployment. According to the latest count, more than 16,000 people in South Dakota are receiving unemployment benefits. State health officials are warning that South Dakotans may receive scam calls under the guise from the Department of Health. The scam involves calling individuals to tell them they have been in contact with someone diagnosed with COVID-19. The scammer then asks for credit card information so a COVID-19 testing kit can be sent to them. Health Secretary Kim Mulsom-Risden says these calls are malicious.
When the Department of Health calls you, if you've been identified as a close contact, we will never ask you for credit card information or for any money to be sent.
Mulsom-Risden says official contact tracers with the department notify close contacts by phone. Residents should answer calls to allow the state to trace potential coronavirus spread. Some teachers are adjusting their classrooms to comply with CDC recommendations. When that's not possible, they get creative, even while state and district guidance is sparse. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Jessica Peterson is a fifth-grade teacher at John Harris Elementary in Sioux Falls. Her classroom has tables, not individual desks that can face all students in the same direction as recommended by the CDC. When Peterson saw plexiglass for sale, she drew up designs that her husband constructed.
Right now, for everything that's in my classroom, we're sitting at about $300 that we paid for to get them. Plexiglass is not inexpensive.
Peterson's classroom was the setting for Governor Noem's press conference on plans for the school year. The governor expects federal relief funding will cover additional costs schools may incur from safety measures, and she doesn't expect another statewide closure. Peterson took this from the governor's comments.
I learned that the governor is not going to mandate masks, which I think is going to make it harder for our school board and our district to mandate masks.
Peterson says she's included a face mask in her supply list she's already sent to parents, but she can't mandate it on her own. Beyond these efforts, there's something else Peterson needs to feel confident in the new school year.
I need just support, I suppose, support from the parents, support from administration, support from IPC, that they're doing whatever they can to keep my students safe, to keep me safe, so that I can go home to my own children and keep my family safe, whether that be wearing masks, having hand sanitizers available, having soap for my sink. I'm fortunate enough to have a sink in my classroom, but not every classroom is. So how are we going to make sure that kids are able to wash their hands as often as is suggested? How are we going to get kids to eat safely? How are we going to get them to line up safely? How's recess going to work?
In short, she needs a plan. The Sioux Falls School District is expected to release a more detailed back-to-school plan this week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.